This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance Copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Okay, so today we started to have a conversation about familiarity. I know, you want me to say this to Susan and Julie. I think everybody at this point is sick of hearing our names. We already talked about the energy of names. So I think, you know, what's important, we started talking about is energy and familiarity. And, you know, we started talking about a lot of people that we know, that we've met, all different kinds of people from all different countries, cultures, backgrounds, races, you know, religions, nationalities, everything. And it's interesting because I think, when you know, we're talking about energy, and I think with you and I, a lot of it is familiar. I've heard a lot of words used to describe the energy when you're around us. The latest being called safe. I think what's important, which is interesting, is it's not as safe. It's not safe around us. It's not that it's not safe. I don't mean to sound, but it's familiar. And I think, you know, even anyone listening to the podcast, when you sit there and it's, you know, Oprah talks about the aha moment. And I think what that aha moment is literally is something within you opening up. It's familiar and you know it. It's that's the oh. Aha, it's, you know it. And something within you comes forward. And I think, you know, it's an interesting, just a whole interesting concept of the energy. So there you go. I didn't give an introduction. Go ahead. You can introduce whatever you want to do.
No, that's, I agree with you, because as we're sitting and having this conversation, there's an energy to it and a vibration to it, as there is with all of our podcasts. And in the aspect of familiarity, I mean, a day doesn't go by that, you know, people used to generally say to me, do I know you? And now there isn't even any, do I know you, or I know you, aren't you so-and-so? They just kind of follow me. And I've said this about, you know, they'll follow the actions I do, or they'll, if I'm standing in front of a shop at the mall or somewhere, they'll get in line behind me.
Well, I actually have to say, I've been with my kids and there's a ton of people. I'll say, geez, where's Julie? Because we'll send her over there and she'll drag everyone with her and we can go and sit or do whatever.
That happens. If I go and I'm shopping and I'm looking at something, I go into a drugstore, people are all of a sudden all around me. The rest of the drugstore could be empty. And this isn't a, I'm complaining because people get in my space. This is an awareness of a familiarity. We were talking about also, I think, is it the person or is it the energy?
So I was going to say, as you're saying this, is that when people, when you're in some place, you're someplace, this would explain, I think, why people want to fit in. Because, you know, if you want to fit in and you're with people who want to fit in, there's a familiarity. You're all comfortable. You know, God, I'm going to go here. But, you know, the whole Me Too thing. I think the march is going on today.
Oh, right.
God, I didn't even realize that. But, of course, why would you go and do, you know, people could say whatever they want. I'm always putting myself out there. But you go to the march. Why? Because it's familiar. It's not because we have a common goal. Because the common goal is to sit and whine and like, oh, I've been hurt, I'm a victim, you're a victim, oh, okay. And that familiarity is what they gravitate to, because that gives you that aha, warm feeling in your body. When you watch Oprah, she talks and someone says it's the aha moment, you get something. When you really get it, you're like, it's almost like some warm feeling goes all over your body. Because it's familiar. Because someone said something that taps something within you. You created it. That's where the whole guru thing comes in. Everyone looks to the guru. They know everything. No. They said something within you. Your subconscious picked up something. And it just kind of blasted it through your body. And it's funny because then people look to the guru to do it again. But the truth is, it's you did it. You created it.
Right.
And sometimes you look for something unfamiliar. Because if you go to an unfamiliar, it can tap into you. Or, well, actually, I say unfamiliar. That's what we're looking to do. I'm always looking for something that's unfamiliar, something new, to tap into something new within me. Because I want to learn, grow, experience. But most people gravitate to what's familiar.
Right.
It's no different than if you go to a foreign country. You talked about you were in Japan.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you're there. And you're in the whole Japanese culture and the language and the writing and everything.
and then here's someone from, you know, another person from the United States. You kind of gravitate, even for a little while, because it's familiar. Oh, you know, well, people will say, you know, you're somewhere else, and someone from home, you gravitate towards, right, because it's familiar. Even if they're a jerk and you don't like them, in time, maybe, you know, once you get familiar with your new surroundings, you kind of push them away.
So there's a whole, you know, we, like we say all the time, I come from one end, you come from the other end, and we meet in the middle. So there's a whole nother arena where if you don't want to fit in and you don't fit in, you gravitate with people that don't fit in. And you gravitate with everybody who, you know, doesn't want to fit in, who's unique, who's different, who's doing something outrageous or strange or entrepreneurial or funny or something like that. The energy and the energy to that is interesting, because there's still, this is the basis of society. That's a community response. And there is this inherent biological understanding and need that you want to belong. And that's associated in with, you know, we're not comfortable. That's a biological response that we're not comfortable with uncertainty.
I think people that don't fit in don't gravitate to people that don't fit in. I think people that don't fit in are so much themselves that they don't gravitate to people that don't fit in. I think they just are comfortable in a situation where they can coexist. It's a coexisting. It's being a tree and a bird. It's like the bird in the tree. The bird, the tree is doesn't need to fit in. The bird doesn't need to fit in, but they kind of coexist.
And what eventually happens is that you recognize a bird in a tree, and there's your familiarity. So you created a whole nother communal experience of fitting in.
So it's a
blending.
So then where I was thinking earlier when we were talking about this is the familiarity. It's interesting because we talked about people, and I'm not going to name anyone, but people that are well known that we talk to, and they kind of start with this, well, you know, this is what we do, and we just kind of, you know, I'll go in like, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden, the whole facade is like broken down, and then they're like crying, like, oh my God, I hurt my neck, and we're like, oh my God, here you are, you think this person is a certain, and it's because we become familiar that when you get around them, they kind of break down and they tell you the truth. They do all of this. And
well,
so,
you know, it's really funny because what you're actually saying is that people, even if they're celebrities or well-known or whatever, I mean, we know they're just people.
Right.
Yet most people, you know, approach them as their fan or something like that. Like, oh my God, I loved you in this. I loved you. Oh my gosh. But everyone is just people. And so what you're actually expressing is that from that standpoint, you know, these people that you're talking about that we interact with, you know, turn around and just kind of, when someone approaches you, and you're really just a person and you're a celebrity, and someone approaches you as a person, there's a certain sense of, oh, to that.
So I think that's part of that need. We didn't talk about this in any of our books to this point. So I again, we always say this, that I go in circles to try to get a point across. Sometimes I'm not very good at it, and I keep striving to do better. But this need to fit in, and we're communal, and all of this other stuff, it's interesting. It's really not a person thing. It's an energy thing. It's a familiar. You look for the familiar.
You remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right.
Live
now
on Amazon. And you know what they say, there's no time like the present.
So what are we doing here, Susan?
Oh, we're doing commercials.
That's right, we're doing ads.
But what are we selling?
I don't know, what are we selling, Danny?
I don't know, what are you selling?
Everybody's selling something, aren't we selling something?
I don't know, my father used to ask me all the time, what the heck are you selling?
So, I can imagine why, but let's get back to focus on what we're talking about here. We're talking about content.
Content and energy.
And humor.
Podcasts that take you out of the dumps.
There's so many to choose from. Enjoy.
And if you like the energy of this ad, hello, come along with us. 4 podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks. Hi.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun. And we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion? You can test yourself. We have trivia on Halloween and Samhain. And we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Julie.
Did you notice throughout the day that you could hear some really odd sounds?
Wow, that's a loaded statement.
Yeah, that is. But, you know, on our podcast, you don't hear any odd sounds. You just hear us in the energy. We have four podcasts. They're available everywhere. And we say a lot, even though Susan's not really saying anything right now.
Because you're saying it all.
It's a big reveal, folks. Susan does have a deck of tarot cards. Danny, you have one. And I have one, too. And when you utilize tarot cards, you get yourself into the energy. And our writing is in that vibe as well. And, of course, our podcast.
And we do not read tarot cards like everyone else does. Julie's been more formally trained, but we look at them and we do something completely different. And that is what we think everybody can do.
Yet the formal training is really doing the work yourself. And that's where all of our stuff stems from, is doing the work yourself.
And getting to that space where you can do it. And there's podcasts that we have that are free. There's a lot of ebooks that are almost free because we really believe that people are looking for this.
There's fiction and there's nonfiction. We got it all.
You know, even when we talk about things, when I met you, and you're different, Julie, you're very different than most people. Yet you gravitate to books because, of course, you're looking for familiarity within what you read. And I know you read it and you go beyond. I'm not saying you're like, oh, good, this person gets me. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. And again, this is what I say. I'm trying to get a point across that I'm struggling with. So don't jump on what I say because I'm working on it. But that's what I'm saying, that we look for people, right? Most we go and we look for people.
You're saying generically.
We look for people when we want to fit in.
Right.
Yet the truth is, the familiarity and the fitting in is energy.
Right.
Because we just started off this conversation saying people come to us and they do these things. It's not because of who I am. I know that. I'm a compassionate person. I'm a caring person. And I listen and I have. But I think I can only take credit for certain much. The bigger thing is the energy within me and that I work with is just a very opening, warming energy.
Right.
And I think it's familiar because that's ultimately where we all came from.
Right.
Now, I'm not trying to put myself, I'm not saying God, I'm not saying that. But I work on myself to be in a clear space, and I'm not always.
And the cool thing about how you say that is, you know, all I hear is, we all exist in the energy. We all are energy. Yet, you know, you and I, individually, separately, together, when we collaborate, whatever, wherever we go, exist in the energy. And that's a different vibration of the word exist. And you and I mean, when I go for, that's where I am in the energy. That's where I am. That's
so
me.
I'm using me as one of everyone because I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm experiencing and challenging myself. The fitting in, if you understand, the fitting in is energy. It is not people. It's not events. It's not having to march for something. If it's you're comfortable in the energy, then things work out.
Right.
I mean, honestly, if you and I are in a different energy of empowerment, then guess what? That's the energy that moves around us. Women become empowered.
Right.
We don't need to go to this march and say blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because we're not trying to change. That energy is very comfortable. And it's like, you know, trying to, you know, move something that's comfortable. They're comfortable. It's not willing to move. It's very static. And so if people, and you and I need to hear this for ourselves in a different way, you don't look for people. You're always in search of the energy. And if you understand that, then the whole fitting in just kind of dissolves.
Right. Yeah.
Completely dissolves.
And that's the complete paradox of it.
Exactly. That's the going so far out.
Right.
Or go so far within
right.
that you move without.
Yeah.
And you know, you can go back on that, you know, placid statement that we are all energy, and that's not enough. You have to go further and exist in the energy and be in the energy and, you know, live moving in the energy. And that may sound very enigmatic, yet it's who you are.
Mm.
And when you do it, like you just said, what shows up because right. you're in that energy. Why
and
wouldn't it?
And I'm learning that being on, because we also talked about being on.
Mm.
Women, you know, I'll use, because we talk about Trump in our on our podcast. This is going to be right. energy, but we talk about Trump and Oprah. And Trump is on 24/7. And I believe that he watches every single person. No one walks in that he's not aware of. He isn't reading. He's not looking at their body language, their eyes, their stride, their shoulders, their posture, everything. And he's been doing it for such a long time. He knows immediately what they want and what he wants from them.
Mm.
If it's even worth their time or not, worth his time or not. And as women that are on like he is all the time, we tend to be more, you know, empathic,
right.
and we tend to be sympathetic, and we tend to be nurtured because we feel that pain. We started talking about that. Mm-hmm. We feel that pain.
Right.
And learning to be on. I'm not interested in being like Trump, and what do I need from anyone? Because I honestly believe the energy gives you everything you need. I don't need anything from people. I like to be with certain
right.
people,
right.
not because I need something. Mm. Yet, so to be on, because to me, it's so funny, because I'm learning, being on all the time, my definition is being, it's like, oh my God, it's exhausting. When can I, you know, when do I get a break? And it's like, but I am on
well,
all the time. And I think as women, we are on
right.
all the time.
Yeah.
We just haven't learned yeah. how not to say well, we got to fix everything.
Right. And my kind of analogy to that was, you see some of those medium TV shows that are on out there where people are mediums mm-hmm. and some of them, you know, are running around going, oh, I have to go tell that person this. I have to go tell, oh, this. And they're interrupting their interactions, their, you know, friendly meetings with friends or family dinners, blah, 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 to go and share this something that they're getting. Being almost on, like we've had conversations about Robin Williams, being on all the time, you know, in comedy all the time and having to share that. That's exhausting. It could be exhausting. A lot of mediums have burnout. And in that sense.
But if we were on in a clearer way.
Yes.
That is not the problem. There is no exhaustion.
And you don't need to walk down the street and heal everybody and give everyone a message.
I haven't figured that out.
And share everything. And you know, we were having this conversation before where I was saying, you know, it's a part of what we say in one of our books. You know, you mind your own business with self-care. And that's not a mean thing to say to yourself. But you mind your own business. What your life
well,
is,
that's
what
not
you're
sticking
doing
your
with
nose
self-care.
Into other people's, because again, we don't know. You know, it's the whole philosophical, you know, I mean, this podcast is going on and on, but the whole philosophical question, if you're riding in a train and the train has two tracks, you know, you go one way and there's five guys on the track, one way there's one. Which way do you know, and the train's going, you have no choice. Which way do you go? And the average person, I believe, would say, well, you go for the one, so at least the other people live. And it's like, you know, then they throw in philosophy, well, what if one of it's the person you know? Do you go, I go to the fact of, well, most people say, well, one person dies, but the other five, you know, live. Well, what if that one person that you don't hit is the one that cures cancer and
right.
saves millions?
Right.
So why I say that is that she, you know, if you talk about any of these mediums, they walk up and they quote fix. You don't know what you're, you know, maybe,
right. you don't
you
know what you're sharing.
How
right.
do you know that what you think you need to do to fix is right? You
right.
don't know.
Right.
So that's where that.
Well, that's different than if someone comes
your
to
own
you,
business.
And that's your own choice to express it or not.
Right,
you know?
But to step into other people's stuff, you don't, you have no, it's not even a clear, you don't know what's going on, but you don't know the greater, you know, the greater energy that's around all of it.
And you can, you know, you can kind of side angle this into the topic of, you know, and I don't want to just make it as clear as this, but, you know, women are nurturing and caring and compassionate. A lot of women are mothers.
Mm.
And so are you the mother first for everybody?
Mm.
Or are you just a woman first?
Right.
And I don't mean just a woman.
No, well,
you know, so are you,
yeah.
You know, what do you get to be? And if you walk into a situation and there's a kid, and how do you not have that mothering part? It's interesting to kind of align that with, you know, a medium. They have this kind of interactive part with the energy, yet it's the same thing, you know, that a mother does as well.
So I think
As women, I mean, I always go to the simple. Everything to me is always simple. I try to think I'm a simple person. I'm very simple. You're just a person. I mean, I'm a mother. You can sit there, daughter. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm a blah blah blah. But the bottom line is, I'm a person, and I have limited knowledge. As much as I try to be open minded, and I go to the energy, and I get feelings, and I have people tell me things. I'm still a person with limited knowledge. I can only access so much. I only have only so much ability. So I can't sit there and decide what's right for everybody. As much as I think
God,
I may
why
know,
would you want that responsibility?
I don't, right. But when you come in and you start... So where I'm going with this is when we talk about the energy and familiarity. And that's really where this all came from, is the familiar and the not familiar. I just find that as a fascinating concept. I never thought about that. People look for the familiar. So when the guru says this and something happens, it's like, oh, perfect, I get it. So I guess today being the day that the march is going to continue today, I think just the idea of, you know, people, if you're going to move yourself towards familiarity, be very clear about that. What's familiar to you and what are you trying to align yourself with? I guess really at the end of the day, if we have that clarity of what we really want to align ourselves with and open up within ourselves, then I guess that's what you...
That's funny how you said it, because as you were saying it, I was kind of hearing, you know, the energy of familiarity really gives you a sense of self that you can move with.
Mm.
And it's your energy and it's a knowing you have, yet you don't need other people to supply that for you.
I think that's what is revolutionary in this statement. What we're talking about here,
right,
is exactly that. The familiarity is within you.
Right.
And if you listen, and I will even go so far as if you listen to any of our podcasts and something is like, wow, it's you have your own aha moment.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad we were able to say something that somehow triggered you. But you did it.
Right, you did it.
You
exactly.
created that.
Right.
We didn't do that.
Yeah.
We're not the ones, but we talk from our truth.
Right.
I go to the depth of who I am when I try to, when we do these, I try to really access that space within myself. And I know you do the same thing. And if we're doing it and we're that authentic, then of course, whoever hears it is going to feel it. Not because we're, just because we're being authentic, it's opening up that authenticity within yourself. And that really is what our books are about. That's what our podcasts are about. It's about you doing it for yourself and doing it on a consistent basis. And if these podcasts start that process, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.